Today, we're visiting a strawberry farm, but we're not in Japan, Korea, or the Cameron Highlands. We're here at the Science Park in Singapore. We're here at SingGrow, an indoor farm where they grow a variety of climate-resistant strawberries. These are the red ones with green seeds, and they also have white strawberries. You can tell this is ripe because the seeds have turned red. Now let's give it a try. Once I open the box, I can already smell the strawberries. There's a very strong sweet scent, especially from the white strawberry. Now let's try and see if they taste as sweet as they smell. It's very juicy, very strong taste, definitely sweet. Let's try the white one now. This has a softer texture and is sweeter than the red strawberry.
When I first present my strawberry harvest from the lab to my family, my 10-month-old son, he literally finished the whole box of strawberries. Our strawberry only require a temperature range of around 20 to 28 degrees Celsius. This allows us to grow our strawberries faster with less energy input. We are recording the plant's heartbeat and blood pressure. So in such a way, we can better tell whether the plant is in good health condition or not. So eventually, we're able to use less energy, less fertilizer and pesticide, but achieve better yield quality. We are able and comfortable to sell at a slightly lower price than those very expensive Japanese ones. Because at different seasons, the price may vary a lot. But in our case, we're able to grow our strawberries 12 months a year. We can ensure a very stable all-year-round supply. And this is really critical to certain strawberry users like those hotel and restaurants.